When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
So yesterday on the Chris Matthews show, I thought you'd like to hear his latest attack on Bernie Sanders.
Campaign trail. Back in 1984, Democratic nominee Walter Mondale said he would raise taxes.
Mr. Reagan will raise taxes, and so will I. He won't tell you. I just did.
Well, Mondale was trounced by President Reagan that year and suffered one of the worst electoral defeats in history, winning only his home state of Minnesota and, of course, Washington, D.C., which is heavily Democratic. Now, more than 30 years later, Senator Bernie Sanders, who's vying to become the Democratic nominee in 2016, says that he will raise your taxes.
Just to be clear, you are going to raise taxes to do this.
Yes, we will raise taxes. Yes, we will. We may raise taxes, but we are also going to eliminate private health insurance premiums for individuals and for businesses.
All right. And that's where, of course, Chris Cuomo cut him off during that CNN town hall the other day. Media does not want Bernie to finish his statement. For a couple things here. Walter Mondale did say he was going to raise taxes, and he did lose 49 states. That is accurate. But what is also accurate is his prediction about Ronald Reagan raising taxes is also accurate. So I don't know if Chris Matthews is inferring that it's wrong to be honest. But if you listen to Bernie's entire message, he does say he's going to raise taxes. On the other hand, the healthcare premiums with my company this year went up 30%. 30%. 30%, our company. We don't have a bunch of people that are really sick. It just happened. You know, and the Affordable Care Act has actually slowed the increase down a little bit. But the truth is, healthcare premiums have been going up for a very long time. Throughout the 90s, into the 2000s, they've just shot up. And nobody's gotten cost control, gotten their thumb on it. And one of the reasons they haven't gotten their thumb on it is because of stories like this.
For Pamela Anderson, who saved lives on TV, it seemed like a real death sentence.
They told me that I would die in 10 years.
Diagnosed with hepatitis C.
I just think, looking back, that I maybe was a little more reckless than I would have been. I think it's always a kind of a hanging over your head.
But then 3 months ago, the incurable suddenly cured in a 12-week medical miracle.
12 weeks and gone. Yes.
Anderson had taken the new drug Sovaldi and is back promoting vegan shoes and a new cooking show. She had good health insurance covering the near six-figure price tag. Not everyone is so lucky, which is why I'm staking out this man.
I'm Fred Upton.
Fred Upton, congressman from Michigan, who over the last 5 years has blocked every bill proposed in Congress to change the law that prevents Medicare from negotiating the price of prescription drugs.
The government isn't getting the best prices for their drugs because the government can't negotiate.
We'll talk a little later.
Well, we've been trying to talk to you for 2 months. Yeah.
The congressman says $300,000 in donations he received from drug companies in 2014 has nothing to do with it, and he's working on a bill of his own to fix the problem. But for now, only the wealthy and well-insured often have access to expensive miracle cures.
I was really fortunate.
So Bernie's saying, look, we have 28 million people who still aren't covered with health insurance in this country. I'll be honest with you. I don't think we should just do Medicare. I think we ought. I think we need to find a way to socialize the drug industry as well. Yeah, I'm willing to pay more taxes. Because you know what? I may pay more taxes, But it won't be a crapshoot every year. Am I going to pay 30% more for my health insurance? 40%? 20%? Oh, I got lucky, 10%. Look, we got the worst of both worlds in this country right now. And I am so glad that Bernie Sanders... Oh, he's going to lose because Walter Mondale lost. That was 32 years ago. 32 years ago that happened. And there were a lot of other reasons that Ronald Reagan beat Walter Mondale. And frankly, if you voted for Reagan, you were kind of stupid. Reagan was a stupid, evil man. And he did raise taxes. And you were dumb enough to believe him that he wouldn't. Of course he did. I have to tell you something. I think you have a moral obligation to vote for Bernie. Don't you? And that line Robert Rice said about Hillary Clinton? She's the same. Hillary Clinton's going to change nothing. Did you hear her yesterday?
I've heard from quite a few people my age that they think you're dishonest. But I'd like to hear from you on why you feel the enthusiasm isn't there.
Look, I've been around a long time. People have thrown all kinds of things at me. But if you're new to politics, if it's the first time you've really paid attention, you go, oh my gosh, look at all of this. And you have to say to yourself, why are they throwing all of that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I've been on the front lines of change and progress since I was your age.
Yeah, right. I'm guessing he's never been on the board of Walmart, huh? I'm guessing he didn't vote for a bankruptcy bill that screwed over people. I bet you he didn't vote for free trade. I bet you he didn't take $250,000 for a speech from Goldman Sachs. I bet he didn't lie about putting a private server in his basement either. I bet he didn't lie about being under fire in Kosovo, getting off an airplane. I mean, I can go down the list. She is a liar. She's a liar, 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 liar. That aside, this is kind of the first time where I've actually felt like I have a moral imperative to vote for Bernie. Don't you? So there's an argument. You know, we talked about head versus heart the other day. And I didn't buy that for a lot of reasons. But the latest thing that is being thrown at Bernie Sanders is that he's going to raise taxes. I said, yes, he's going to raise taxes. Oh, that Walter Mondale. He's going to end up like Walter Mondale. No. Well, you know, don't you think people maybe have wised up a little bit and figured out that raising taxes, especially on upper-income people, isn't such a bad thing? And that paying a little more in taxes is better than these wild and, you know, are you wedded to the insurance industry? Wouldn't you rather make sure that everyone's covered? Hillary's not going to do it. Hillary's not going to do it. And, you know, honestly, I don't know if Bernie's going to be able to get it done either, but he's going to try. That from the moment you're born to the moment you die, you have health insurance. Period. Are you willing to pay a little more money in taxes for that? 888-325-0937. And don't you have a moral imperative to do that for your brothers and sisters that don't have coverage? I mean, after everything that's happened in this country, we still have almost 30 million Americans that aren't covered. No, we can't do what Sweden did. No, we can't do what Denmark did. No, we can't do what Canada did because we're the United States of America. And in the United States of America, we have to have disparity. Some lives are more important than others, Sly. That's what you're saying, right? I can tell by the way you're just not getting this. Dave in Mount Horeb, who is a Clinton voter, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
I haven't voted for anybody yet this year.
Well, you are voting for her, though. You made that clear.
Well, you know, the election's not until April, so we'll find out in April
okay.
What happens.
All right.
Anyhow, with regard to Walter Mondale, well, Walter Mondale is just one in a continuum. Go back to 1966, and Lyndon Johnson got health care passed. He called it Medicare, raised the taxes, and in 1966 lost, I don't know, was it 80 seats in Congress? George the Elder raised taxes and got kicked out of office in 92. Clinton raised taxes in 92 and lost the House in 94 for the first time in 40 years. And then, you know, Barack Obama raised taxes because of Obamacare in 2010, and he lost Congress after, you know, spent 12 years, you know, they had for 4 years, and he lost it. So, yeah, it's not just Walter Mondale that got, you know, his...
Yeah, well, you know, some of those things you extrapolate just aren't taxes. There was other things going on in those midterm elections.
As the same thing was going on with Walter Mondale.
So we should never, ever raise taxes.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Because that kind of sounds like Oklahoma to me.
What I'm saying is that to run on I'm going to raise taxes is probably not going to get you a lot of votes. The other thing that I saw an article at Gallup last year, a year ago, before Bernie was taken seriously, said, you know, would you vote for a Catholic? Would you vote for a Jew? Would you vote for a Muslim? Would you vote for a socialist? The only person where 51% said they weren't going to vote for was for a socialist. More people are likely to vote for a president who's a Muslim than for a socialist.
Well, it's Muslim. I would say this. I know people like labels, and they're great shorthand. And maybe he's a democratic socialist, which is different than a socialist.
A lot of people don't want to make that distinction.
I can't stomach these. My hatred for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton is so deep. And I've seen all the people they've hurt by selling out this country. I can't tell you how much I hate them, Dave. I literally despise them because I know how many people they've hurt by being sellouts.
And I can't stomach it anymore. And I understand that when you express that hate, you're sabotaging all Democrats into the future for some period of time.
You know what? Go look at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, how much money I've given to Democrats over the years. I've earned the right to rip them. I have put in more money by somebody who makes of modest means than I started knocking on doors for Democrats when I was 11 years old. And I can't tell you how many times I've knocked on doors and volunteered and opened my checkbook. And all I've seen them do is screw people. Screw over workers. That's all I've seen them do.
And you think Bernie's going to be different because his campaign begins with a fraud?
A fraud?
Yeah. He's running. He is not a Democrat. And he's running on the Democratic Party.
You really are hung up on labels, and you really are hung up on labels, aren't you?
As are you. I mean, we both are hung up on labels, but
I'm not hung up on labels. You're hung up on labels.
No, okay. Well, is he denying that? I mean, if he wants to run a true campaign, he could run either as a socialist or as an independent.
Well,
but he's chosen to run in the Democratic Party.
I think we can let the voters in the primary make that decision. Willie in Madison, you're on the Big FM 93.7 to the Big AM 1380. I'm sabotaging Democrats, Willie.
Sly, thanks for saying what you did there. You know, and you're right. You have paid your dues to the Democrats and gotten screwed like a lot of us sort of have too. And Sanders has been completely honest about this, and he will say, you know, Walter Mondale was just a little too nice to St. Reagan. He didn't continue to say Reagan is a liar about taxes. Now tell me, obviously Mondale wasn't elected, Sly, but did Reagan raise taxes when he got back into office?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and by the way,
are you saying that St. Reagan was a liar?
Oh, many times, many times. There is one more thing.
Did he ever tell the truth?
And by the way, for years the Democrats have been perfectly happy to have Bernie Sanders caucus with them, haven't they?
They have. Bernie has been honest all along, and he has said, you know, to get elected, you have to go. The system is rigged. You have to go with one of these two loathsome parties. You have no choice.
My question was, don't you want to pay more taxes so people can have Medicare and everybody have health insurance?
Yes, and I especially am going to enjoy seeing some people who make $1 million or more a year pay more taxes.
Precisely. Got to grab one more call before we're done. Tammy in Stockton, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Well, Sly, I am all for raising my taxes because it is the American thing to do, and not only for health care, but also for public education system. It benefits America. I do not want to live in a country full of stupid people. We got too many, and they're scaring the hell out of me.
And, you know, Joe Biden has used the same quote. It is patriotic to pay taxes.
It is.
You're buying services, and honestly, there are things that we can do collectively that we can't do when we're divided. And the health insurance system we have has killed so many people in this country. Literally killed them. People are dead because of our ridiculous system we have here, and yet we spend more money on health care than any other country. And what do we get for it?
Sly's Office.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.